Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it. Hip Hop
National. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight is going to be another awesome night here on the program. Tonight, we're going to get into, are your social media connections working? But before we get into that discussion, we definitely want to go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you once again for allowing us to come together collectively to communicate on this business of music. We ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to this program, that they can get a lesson from it and maybe get a blessing from it to return back to their family. We ask that you cover every ear and every mind to help them get in this marketplace, get into this business that they so desire to be in, but to use the wisdom of doing the right thing as they go further in this business. We ask you that in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. All right, guys, tonight we're talking about, are your social media connections working? It's no secret that the internet is up front, close and personal in our face. We're able to reach people that we never have across the world, so to speak. We're promoting, we connect every day through either our cell phones or through our computers or our iPods or, you know, other devices. Music is being shared, and we're able to actually make sales to our music at times. But the thing it is, we also have a chance to build relationships with people, and we get to communicate with people that we've never even seen. How do we keep that connection and make it warm and make it a real connection? At what point in time do that become a real relationship? How do you build something that when you've never really seen something, how do those connections come about that they can become a very warm contact, an intimate relationship business-wise? I'm not talking your dating sites right now. I'm talking about your music. I'm talking about how you are connecting the dots between you, the music artist, the music listeners, which is your fans, and the industry insiders, the people who can, you know, push buttons for you and kind of make things happen in a way in which you can't. How are you building those relationships? Why is it important? And that's where we're going at tonight, and we're going to go ahead and get into the discussion. I have Raw Dog on with me. Raw Dog, tell me, what is it that you think that is missing in today's artists as far as
I'm up here in Washington State. You can tell I'm eager to tell the truth tonight. Let's throw a truth out here. YouTube, Reverb Nation, CD Baby, all these internet places where you can post your music. In actuality, the internet's good to listen to music and emails. Those sites aren't doing anything but collecting money. You know, these artists can fool themselves. But, you know, when you go over to YouTube, if you were really able to talk to somebody on YouTube, you say, how many commissions of postings do you get in a day's time? It'll probably blow your mind. How are they going to find you? How's the industry going to find you? They're not looking through all of them people trying to find anybody. Let's not fool ourselves. That's a myth. You can pay all this money for all these sites and what have you, and then what happens is that when the time runs out, they're going to say, do you want to continue to pay? Artists are fooling themselves. You know, you talk about an intimate relationship to the music industry. Poetic, you and I know it was a way because it was only used by those that had made it to a reckoning when it first started as far as having a product out there, you know. But nowadays, oh, that stuff is over full with just a whole bunch of everybody's. Where do you start looking? At the beginning of the alphabet or at the end of the alphabet? I've said that many, many times, but I don't know if anybody picked up on it. But where do you start? You know, the only way you're going to find an artist putting out something new is if you subscribe to that artist on YouTube. Other than that, he could put something out, you never know about it. The reality of it is this. You know, when those that are trying to make it and want to make it, they reach out. They talk to a human being. That human being has got connections. Now, your social media and what have you can only work for you after your name has been thrown out and there's curiosity about you. But just to search you out and your friends to figure out who you are, well, let's just put it like that. That river runs fast, that river runs short, that river runs out. And let's not be ridiculous about it. You know, everybody, oh, I got this channel. Oh, I got that channel. I just posted a video. And a year later you say, well, hey, what's happening? Oh, I'm still doing. You're still doing, but what are you doing? That's like playing with yourself. Why fool yourself? Why put yourself in a point where you're not talking to a human being that can critique you, tell you, yes, I think the industry might be interested in this. But see, they're not going through the right course to get there. They set up these bunch of websites where you pay a little money to be a member and subscribe and all of that. They don't really realize that website's making them no promises of anything. You can just put it here. Well, you know what? Fool yourself. Well, let them make a fool out of you. You need a human being. You need somebody that knows the right people to make a phone call. Just like you and I were talking about a letter and a conversation you had with Sony. You know, they got to pay for that kind of stuff. That social media just gets you social with whoever
but
is lonely at the time.
You did say something that I have to kind of, I just want to state clearly. Yes, those sites don't promise you anything, but really, nobody can promise you fame. So let's get that clear and concise.
Let's get something else clear. No, wait a minute. Let's get something else clear.
Okay.
How many people post on YouTube a day? How many? Give me a rough number, just you think.
Man, I would say at least, and I'm talking about the very least, probably about 10 to 20 million a day.
Okay.
At least.
Now, listen to me. When they post, it's from their machine to another machine, and the machine asks them, well, do you want us to put this in different directions so that we can create activity towards it? And you say yes, and you pay the fee, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's
I don't think that they are working on intimate connections, close connections. I don't think they're actually
Wait a minute. There is not anybody in the music industry that has not met the artist before they sign the artist. I give you a point, okay? CeeLo Green, he's got a name. You, when you say he's won a Grammy, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you know that song Happy that Pharrell is doing?
Yes, yeah, Happy, Happy. I'm so happy, happy.
You know, the Pharrell song.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, here's a trip. CeeLo did that same song, but CeeLo is fighting a court case now. So they took him off and had Pharrell do it. Pharrell wrote it, but CeeLo Green did it, and they pulled it back. Why? Because it's to kids. It's an innocent song. Do we need somebody that possibly drugged a female and took advantage of her, representing a song Happy? Image. See, the music industry doesn't do things without talking and dealing with who the business is going to be dealt with. They even fly people out to hold conversations. Why? Because they then know who they're dealing with. They then can meet the potential client. You can make a phone call. You can contact people and give a nod, and you have already critiqued an artist. See, artists come and they tell you, oh, I want to get a record deal. The funny part about it is that they'll go to somebody else that claims that they are a manager or what have you, and that same person is going to get paid to tell them, hey, I'll see what I can do. Well, wait a minute. That person doesn't have a radio channel, doesn't have nothing. They just tell them they're going to see what they can do. So they pick up the phone and try to network. But see, guess what? If they're not a client and paying to get so introduced or critiqued so that they will be accepted by the industry, they're never going to get there. This is a pimp player game. Let's not get it twisted. You're either going through the player to get to the industry, and then you're going to get pimped by the industry if you don't have the right player representing you. So, you know, when we start talking about the social connections and what have you, let's keep it really real. You can post all over every channel in the Internet, and you're still going to be who you was when you woke up, broke, poor, and going, hey, I got so many hits. Doesn't mean you're going anywhere. Doesn't even mean it's good.
Well, you make a very valid point. You got so many people saying, man, you see how many hits I get on? I got on YouTube. You see how many hits I got on? What you call? How many of those people really made a conversation with you? Really said, hey. Where can I buy your music? Or they ask, hey man, I got a friend that knows somebody, so and so. How can I get your music so I can get it to that person? What kind of real connection did you make, or was it just a hit?
Poetic, and since I've been producing people, I know so many people that are broker than a 2x4 could get. Thought they had it going on because they get the little likes and all of that from the family and their friends and what have you. Ain't sold nothing. The funny part about it is if you're going to be a professional, then, hey, there are people that are professionals that can get you to where you want to go in this industry. Now, there's a lot of poop butts also. But guess what? If you're going to do the thing, as an artist, let's start thinking and being real with this business thing, this game. You know, I mean, yeah, it's you know, we can talk about the social thing and this and that and the other, but see, guess what? What's the quality of the production? And is the industry willing to talk a distribution deal or even a label 360 deal, any kind of money? You know, I mean, it's you know, sometimes we paint pictures so the artists can get an understanding so they can feel good. Well, let's all feel the same way I feel this Friday. Let's just call it what it is. You can believe, you can pray, but if you aren't making the right steps, because it says God will help those that help themselves, you can't blame anybody but your own stupidity if you don't understand this game. And if you don't understand this game, remember, we always talk team. Not necessarily a team, but guess what? You need to hire somebody that's going to work to your benefit. Throw some money up front. You know, I've went to different people that, you know, had connections and what have you, and they'd say, well, hey, you know, if you want me to represent you, hey, there's a $1,000 fee, or there's a $500 fee, or there's a $100 fee. Then my next question is, well, what outlet can you immediately tell me that I'm going to be at least getting out to the public for this kind of money? And they say, oh, I got a friend in the radio industry or this and that and the other. But what they're not telling you is they're paying that person. They're paying a fee. Well, see, here's Hip Hop National Radio. There you are, Poetic, and here they are. You play them for free. But guess what? There are some really good ones. But they got to pay that fee to be under Poetic Inc. Entertainment. See, they don't ask the question, other than Hip Hop National, what else is going on here? See, it bothers me because I ask myself, are they real? Show me. Let me hear you. There have been some that have stepped up, and we've been talking to someone that has gotten signed. But, you know, it's just, I don't know, you know, they think they can do it on the social media and what have you. But anyone that started on the social media, after a certain point, had to step out into the light and hire a person with those connections that can make a phone call, a human being.
Social media is, this is a part of the process. Wouldn't you say that, you know, you and I, we being social, and when all our other listeners call in and they tune in and they lock in and they say something, that's social. Social media is a great tool, but it's how that tool comes together. How you use that tool and take advantage of that tool.
Well, yeah, once you make a reputable connection. But
yeah,
see, that's the catch to it. That reputable connection will socialize with you.
Yes.
But do you want them to work with you? Work, that means you get somebody getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
They pay, man. They pay for different places that they post their music. But they don't realize, they don't ask the question, how many people are posted ahead of me already today? What makes me going to stand out and people going to see or hear what I'm doing? They just get lost in the batch. You know, I mean, I hear you. I understand, you know. And how many can get videos on 206 in Park, or what is that? I forget what it is. 106 in Park. I gave the area code of your Washington State.
There's a new show going on or something. It's possible, you know. 206,
yeah, but see,
Park.
You got to know somebody that first qualifies you to even submit it to the right person. You know, I mean.
The thing is, I just say this, Raw Dog. The one thing I like about a program such as this, to be honest with you, is you can hear it in real time. You can hear it from people that just called in and who have been tuning into the show, and they say, wow, man, I like what you guys are doing because you guys are do this. That's a testimony in real time. Nobody's telling them to say that. They come in and they tell you. And they see the consistency in what we're doing. But the artists today, a lot of the artists, they sit back and they say, "Hey man, you know, I'm gonna send my music in." And then what happens is they send it in and they walk away. It's just like them walking into a laundry room, putting up a bulletin, and they put their little pen in it, and they just walk away in hopes that the world will see it. That's not how it works.
And they know that if they submit it free, we're only going to give the song title. We don't even give the artist. We play their music. Here's the funny part. What's it cost? $5. Okay, to hear their name. You know, what I'm saying to you is this, you know, I understand America was almost in the worst recession in history, but we pulled out of it, okay? So now, let's quit kidding ourselves and let's quit popping bottles and what have you, because, see, in a minute, you're not going to want to talk to them. Maybe you'd be too busy to talk to them because of the artists that are in the stable. We play the most independent artists in 2 hours than anybody else. Our selection doesn't repeat itself. We've got the stable, you know, and we've got artists that are showcasing their stuff. And we appreciate that because we see those that are trying to be the leaders and have realized that, yeah, I can post it on YouTube, and I can post it on Reverb, and I can post it on SoundCloud, and I can, you know what? There's 28 to 48 different sites,
popular
and nothing
sites.
Comes
more
from
than
it.
That.
Well, yeah, but see, nothing's going to come from it.
Well, the thing is, it's good to post all that stuff. I'm going to tell you something, Rondo. I'm going to take it back.
It only is good after you have made the right connection with the person that is critiquing you and qualifying you and sending people to your sites that are in the industry. Now, everybody else is going to trickle on.
Well,
are you trying to get up? Or are you trying to just stay familiar?
Well, I'll say this. In a sense, they are all distribution outlets. It's somewhere where you have your music. And don't get me wrong. And there's a fan base that go into that area. However,
okay, wait a minute.
You,
hold it. Wait a minute. I got a question for you. Okay,
can
wait,
I
you hit on a note,
can I
but I got to tell you what you hit on that was so important that you don't realize how it has changed. The fan base or the numbers that you have showing people that have come to your and seen what you've done aren't always true. Now they got fake numbers that you can buy. So come on now. It used to be, before you could buy those fake statistics. See, if you trust on what you hear and in meeting and having somebody represent you, you got another human being speaking for a human being. If that human being is in intertwined within the network, you got an ace in your pocket. But if you're going to go and tell me we're going to hit a random dude on YouTube or Reverb Nation or one of them, and he's got 100,000 hits, I'm going to take you to the site where you can buy 100,000 hits. Now, how are you going to tell me what you see there? Is all that real? See what
I'm
saying?
That's not where I was going at all.
Well, you said fans. They have all these fans.
I can appreciate what you're saying, but that's not where I was going. That's all I was trying to tell you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wasn't going there.
Yes, you were.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. What I'm saying.
Okay.
What I'm saying is Reverb Nation have fans. I'm not talking about the artists.
You can buy them, people.
About the, Wait, listen to me. I'm saying Reverb Nation in itself, I'm talking about the company, they have a plethora of fans because a lot of people go to Reverb Nation, but then they don't know how to find the individual artist that is promoting. In the past, let me tell you something, distribution has always been. But if you don't market and promote, no one will ever find you. I don't care what.
Oh, you mean if you don't pay that extra fee?
No, I'm saying if you don't have some kind of way to get people to direct people to where your stuff is at. If they have never heard it, then they have no reason to go there unless they just ain't got nothing to do all day and they just go through hundreds and hundreds of songs and they just so happen to land on yours.
Okay, I got a question for you. You ready for my question? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You know, when we're listening in our cars to the radio and what have you,
mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear a new song you never heard before?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I'm taking you down the yellow brick road. But that song could have been
there.
On YouTube. It could have been on Reverb Nation. But you didn't know nothing about it.
Okay.
Now, it took a person.
And then I'm gonna follow up.
Okay, but wait a minute. It took a person to handle that artist's production and the artist to get them through the doorway with their paperwork and all of that. There's always somebody else. And they then help that artist negotiate with the label if the label is interested. Now, the label's going to listen to the production, irregardless of how many whatever your stats are on all of these channels, they're going to listen to it. They're going to evaluate it. And they then, by talking and listening, make a decision to either sign that artist or if that artist wants distribution, to listen to the request. Then they make a decision. You can have all the hits and no demand. See, I understand what you're saying. They do a larger scale promotion. They have all the ends to the commercials and all of that people are looking for music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand the social media.
Let's go from the industry side perspective. Reality, what the industry does is your music is gonna landmine. When they get ready to do a campaign on you, they're going to do a radio campaign, and they're going to hit X amount of stations all at one time. They're going to release that song. Then they're going to start getting you into TV. They're going to start getting you into other things to get that song, create familiarity. They're going to get the DJs playing it at parties, all of that stuff. Now, the thing it is, and I'm going there for a reason, how do you get to that connection that makes all of that happen for you?
A human being.
How do you get to that crossroad? How do you get connected with the people who makes it happen?
You talk and you pay. And
I want to understand what you mean.
You know,
what do you mean I have to pay? I need to understand what you're talking about. Because people don't understand that. Break it down into English for me. Because what do you mean I got to pay? What do you mean? I don't get it. You pay for what? Do you pay for the services? You pay to play? I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about. I thought you guys give a free service here. So
yeah,
I need to know.
Okay, see, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Now, if you go to an attorney, your first visit is usually free.
Okay.
Now, if you have a case that you need to fight in court, and it's a criminal case, you must pay that attorney a retainer to represent you. Okay? Now, what are you having him do? You might just have him drawing up the papers for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You might have him appear in court with you and represent you. Okay? Same as in the music industry. You might have him investigate to see if you have merit in a case. That's the same way in the music industry. Hey, I want to hire you, your staff, because I want a career in this music industry. I want you to listen to this. I need you to tell me, where am I missing the boat? What can I do? You know, that's the same way as you go to a doctor, and he takes you into the room, and he diagnoses what you got. Now, is there a cure? Is there a doorway that I'm suggesting? Is there something you need to do or change so that I can introduce this to some of the people that I know? Doctor doesn't guarantee that, hey, what he's giving you is going to make you better. He tells you it will, but maybe it won't. So there's no guarantees in this, but how many outlets can you get to? We play music for free. Why aren't these people saying, hey, guess what? I want more than just free. I'm trying to be an artist in this game. Why can't I pay somebody to help me? Do I need to remix? You know, do I need it to be remixed? What do you think about this? You know, they come with the attitude of their
perfect. Is my vocals tight enough? Do I need to work?
They don't ask that.
Connect
they,
with
they,
the,
they don't
a
even
vocal
ask
coach,
that poetic.
A mixing, mastering engineer, so I can get this thing right and premium, so I can take it into the industry, so I can sell this product. Now, don't get me wrong, Rod. We're on this show here, and we've been doing this show for quite some time. We have built a real strong connection base of industry insiders. When you say pay, you're saying to retain the services that we have here to give. Because sometimes I'm
well, that's sometimes everywhere they go, poetic.
Okay.
That's anybody that they go to. They got to retain those people. People don't work for free.
Right off. We'll be back
yes.
in just a moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking, are your social media connections working? And if they're not, call in at 213-559-2995. And if they are, call in at 213-559-2995. We want to hear from you. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555.
That's 877-580-8555.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about, are your social media connections working? And I want to give you one right now. Go to www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your MP3 for your music so we can hear it and see if we can connect with it and see if we can get it connected with some of our resources. That's what this company is all about. We really would like to broaden your horizon by you being a part of the program. www.hiphopnational.com. Raw Dog, you're right. You know, you're right. Resources is something that the program, the platform, is a introductory offer to give it to you for free. I guess that's what people get confused sometimes, that it's an introductory purpose so you can get kind of touch bases with our program, kind of get it into a cipher of other music that is being played and promoted. By the way, it's a guy just before I came onto the show tonight, someone uploaded their stuff earlier, and I got to tell you, man, I was impressed, so you might want to check it out later. We do have area code 206-430 who have joined us. Raise their hand. You now have the floor. Where are you calling in from? And what is your name?
Yeah, this I'm from Seattle. It's Sugar Ray Robinson.
Sugar Ray, what's happening, sir? How you doing tonight?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Doing all right, Sugar Ray.
Yeah,
what's your thoughts on tonight's topic? If you got a statement, question, are your social media connections working? You now have the floor.
Yeah, they're working pretty good. You know, I mean, I'm pretty good with the little limited tools I have, man. But it's working pretty good. I have no problem of getting people I need to get in contact. I think, you know, people need to understand that it's all social network and keep it at that, you can get anything you want on here, because there's a lot of people out here that do a lot of things, and you have to be focused on what you're looking for. I have no problem, man. I mean, I find and meet a lot of people on here. So it's going pretty good. I have no complaints.
Yes. Well, all right. So can you tell me this? When you said they're working pretty good, Sugar Ray, what is your background? What is it that you're doing? And how are you connecting to this World Wide Web where it's a positive for whatever you're trying to do? So please break it down to me when you said they're working.
You said for a positive?
Yeah, in a positive note for whatever you're trying to do. What is
okay,
it that it's doing for you?
Well, the thing is, I have I have a group that I created about 8 months ago.
Awesome.
And the thing about it is is that everybody that I brought into the group, it was basically off topics on how they engaged on topics that were posted by other people. And then my group was called The Fear of a Black Planet. And the thing about it is a bunch of black people that's in there who have thoughts and ideas and pretty much up to par on African American studies and things like that. So what I did, I went on a quest for like about 8 months because it was just me and the group and the idea. So what I did, man, I went out and pretty much grabbed people, not based on the fact of even I inboxed some of them, but not all of them. Some of them I just grabbed and put them in anyway. And everybody I've done it to, they like, thank you. And they're surprised and they comment. And now the situation's like close to 400 people and it's running strong. So when I go over there and I post something, it's pretty good. And I'm going to start my blog radio, which I scheduled for May 18th. So from there, I got those dates and I post it once in a while. So when that starts happening, I have a show. And we're going to negotiate. We're going to talk. And our whole motive is to create, you know, have dialogue, have conversations, and enlighten people and empower people about themselves and learn and you know, just teach each other about each other. Because that's all it is a network of people to learn about Black history.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I just requested to join. Fear of a Black Planet. Interesting. Right off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we still there?
You're leaning on the fence over there, brother.
This man from your own backyard, man. This one we got a Seattle guy right here. What do you say,
listen,
Seattle?
But see, there's the catch, and I have love for the brother, you know, because he's trying to do his thing, and I wish that.
What part of Seattle you say?
Right now, Seattle. Right now,
yeah,
I'm in North Seattle. I'm in North Seattle.
Oh, he's in West
North.
Seattle.
No, I'm in North. I'm in North.
You know my
North,
cousin, Omari Tahir? I probably know if I see him.
I'm in North Seattle right now. I'm not in West.
Okay.
I lived in the West. I lived on Dale Ridge in the West and stuff like that.
Okay.
I lived all over, man. And, yeah.
But you know what, Sugar Ray, I'm going to say this to you. And,
uh-huh.
You know, see, this is where I guess the Internet pays off. God always has a point, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you something. Nothing wrong with you starting a radio channel. But I'm going to ask you a question. Are you trying to get signed with the industry? Are you trying to get up there as an artist?
But, no, actually, you know what? No, I'm not. But the thing is about me is that I do a lot of networking, and I do a lot of things for other artists. Like Nelson King Sr. is a good buddy of mine. I know you guys know him. He's out of Portland, and he has his Flossy Jeezy radio, a worldwide blog show.
Oh, yeah,
and
he comes on here.
Yeah, exactly. And I work with him. He does a lot of stuff. I have a guy in the city named 84 Fly that I did a lot of networking on the web for. I mean, I did a lot of stuff. And I'm going to keep in contact with you guys because I do have some guys that I'm trying to get on your show to bring on. And this is not about me. It's more about them. So I'm keeping braced and keeping in contact with you guys because I got some guys I need to bring in so they can speak for themselves and upload their stuff with you guys. So there's a lot of people I know that's talented, man, just like you guys are, man. So I'm just basically networking as of now. You know what I'm saying? It's like what I do. I network because I came across with a lot of people such as Wendy Day and Kevin Copan. And I know a lot of people know Wendy Day and stuff like that. And I came across other people, man. Like I talked to, you know, Mix-A-Lot, Aaron Jones and The Way Out Here. It's pretty big. But there's a lot of guys out here that's doing things, and I just network. So when people come by me and I say, hey, I know so-and-so, maybe I can connect you. And it's free. It's not. I don't charge. But it's one of those things that I know cats, man. I like to do that. You know,
sounds like you're getting into the management side of it.
Well, yeah, you know, I guess you could say that. But you know what the thing is, man? It's like, yeah, I would say that. But see, the thing is, I need a resume. I need to be able to have a track record to show people that, hey, this is what I'm charging. So I don't charge nobody because I haven't really done anything yet. So
yeah,
like
but see, now there's, you know, in the subject we're talking about tonight, you know, to be able to affiliate yourself with Hip Hop National and mm-hmm. to then having discussions behind the airways and what have you on artists to get them into more of a spotlight, you know.
Right.
Poetic is the man. Like I say, he was just in communication with Sony this week. You know, and he, Def Jam, and all of those different avenues. And I don't know if you're familiar with Keith Clazart, but he's a platinum producer down in L.A. See, the trip about it is that, you know, in this discussion, we started mm-hmm. mentioning about social media.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's the human being and not necessarily the social media that gets an artist looked at by the music industry. It's by humans communicating and being put in your team to work for that artist. You
right.
know, I hear, you know, we were talking about YouTube, Reverb Nation, and all these different channels.
Right.
But I have not heard of anyone that if they didn't step outside of that and hook up with a human being that had connections and that would critique that artist and get that artist into the mainstream by a telephone call, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen anyone in the industry do it yet.
Right.
See, you know, and the young cats are fooled by it because the fact they think, all I got to do is put my stuff on the Internet. Well, the industry's not looking at the Internet necessarily. They used to. But
right.
now that you can buy all these false stats and what have you, they just kind of go, oh, okay, the con is on. We don't have time to go through the 10,000 to 80,000 posts that have been done between 12 noon and 12 midnight. So, you know, the artists are getting lost because there's such
right.
a great big volume of them rushing through the same door. And some of the sites, you know, to be promoted on those sites, they charge a fee. That money's just lost because
right.
on YouTube, if you're not a subscriber, how am I going to know you put something out today that you want me to go see, you know?
Right, right.
And so, you know, the whole thing about it is that there's got to be an outlet and there's got to be a human being that's got the connections that's going to critique you so that you can get in at least to have a face-to-face conversation with an industry representative.
Right, right.
See, you know go ahead, man.
No, that's true what you were saying, man, because I was talking to Nelson about it, and I was talking to Rawhide and a few others just yesterday, and I was saying, hey, man, we conversate a lot, man, but we need to network some of this material that you guys are doing, man, and put something together and present it. Because the thing about it is, and I know about you guys, man. And the thing about it, I know, you know, because I called before and you guys explained it, and I kept you guys in mind. I just befriend a man here a few minutes ago, you know. And the thing about it is, man, is that I'm most definitely thinking the fact that having guys come your guys' way and being having an opportunity to meet up and talk and work some thing out. Because I know guys that post their stuff up and they don't really do much other than that.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm going to tell you what it is, man, and I see it all the time. I'm telling you, it's no difference than going into the grocery store. You see this big community poster board and you just put some up there. And you may get a call or two or not. But the thing it is, with this program here, it at least gives you a chance to deal with real people. And if they
right.
hear your stuff on there, by you putting the music on there, and then you advertising to where it can be found, where they can get it, and where they can connect with you further so they can hear more of your music, then you got more of a standing chance, because we had over 1.3 million odd people tuned into the program. So, and then when you talk about the people have been, you mentioned one of them, Wendy Day. She's been on here. We've
right,
had
right.
America's Got Talent. We had BET. We've had Capitol Records, you know, representative of these people for these companies on here. That really has, you know, been seasoned. And if they you never know when they're listening, because I'm telling you, like one night, Wu-Tang, members of the Wu-Tang dropped in, and I'm like, whoa, We got Wu-Tang in the house tonight. You know what I'm saying? He's bizarre. Here's another guy. He produced Snoop. He drops in.
Right.
And I'm like, whoa, this is good. You know, that's a good thing. But the truth is you don't know who's listening. They listen. They listen because they're getting something from it. They're getting fed. They're getting fed information to help them go back into the marketplace to better themselves, to get to the next level. And they only take that information. They say, oh, wow, we got this information. I've never heard people do this. But that's not the purpose of the program. The purpose of the program is to give you the information, get these industry insiders to talk about it, but for you to get your music in front of them and then connect with us so we can work on your behalf.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah, see, and if you're not familiar, on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, we play 2 hours worth of music, solid music,
Correct. Independent
artists. See, we get the most independent artists than any other network gets within 2 hours. We play we play everyone we get, and we have some left over. That in our rotation each Tuesdays, Thursday, and Saturday. And the thing, we get good artists. But you know what? They're not trying to get into the game. See, the follow-through, because we allow them to play for free, okay, they don't follow up. To me, sometimes I think it's an ego trip. They don't ask what's the feedback from, you know, people, you know, the talk. You know, can you get us into a magazine? Can you get us into the college circuit radio network? You know, there's a fee for all of that. And they don't discuss any of that. They don't realize that the music industry.
The reason why they don't discuss that is because free to them is better than fee.
No,
so
you know
they
why
say,
they don't
hey,
discuss it? Do you know why they don't discuss it?
They're trying to protect their pocket. It makes sense.
No.
Reality investments.
Hey. When they upload their music, it is machine to another machine. It's not talking with me, the music program director. It's to a machine. And that machine tells them you can get it free, and that's it, and it comes to me. But all you got to do is call. The telephone number is on the website. But see, they talk with their machine. And so, therefore, they don't know how far they could go. They don't even call us to find out or say thank you for playing their song because they entered it on a machine.
Do you think the Internet is making us impersonal now where we're not really communicating effectively? We're thinking one thing that we're putting the information out there. Everybody should see it. Everybody should hear it because I got it everywhere over the internet. Why aren't we getting a response?
Yeah, because you know what, man. Because I think that's a good question, man. Because I believe the internet is really making people. I don't know, man. People communicate only through there. Everything is through communicating. Everybody's giving out the emails or Facebooks or information like that and Twitter. Everybody's going through that, but the thing about it is,
are they real connections?
That's the thing.
They're real.
Some of them are not. But it's hard. But you have to dissect them, though, man, because the thing about it, some people post up and it may not be real, man. Some people, you can be anybody on the Facebook.
True.
But people don't know. They have to figure it out and they have to go along. You have a lot of fraudulent behavior. And people don't want to talk about it because they can't really express it. But if somebody really wants you, they'll get personal. And they'll talk with you or they'll reach out or whatever. But the Facebook, man, if they get you on there, man, they can sell you anything. They can tell you they live in Italy when they live right down the street from you. and you'll believe it.
Exactly.
Because it's like they believe everything they see and what's going on and how you decorate it out. And people are sold to social illusion. So I'm thinking and that.
Go ahead, man.
You have to dissect it, man, and have to find. It's a tough business to me, man. I think, you know, with the social media and everything right there, I think there's a way now that people don't even want to, like, people are kind of to the point where they're lazy now, where they don't want to go out and seek those deals. They just go out there and put them on the net, and they feel like they're doing well, and they want to perform, and they feel like they're doing well, and they get content. A lot of time is wasted into that, to where they don't really go out there and try to, like, do some of the basically try to do anything to where they can connect and have a sit-down talk with somebody of a record label or anything like that. So social media, it hurts, and it hurts you, but at the same time, it hurts you. I mean, it helps you. It helps you, and then it hurts you also.
I was going to ask you this. Do you think it's necessary to be in all the places such as Twitter, be on Facebook, be on LinkedIn, be on Reverb Nation, be on SoundCloud? Do you think it's necessary to be in all these places? Be in all those places, but make sure you have a house to house all those places, meaning your own website. When you say
I'm kind of thinking I wouldn't want to. Everybody's going there, but at the same time, when you're easy to get, you get to the point where people don't want to. They find it's like that ain't important no more. It's like, oh, he's easy to get to. It's easy to get to. It's accessible to get to. But to have your own website, but somebody have to go to you. And all you have to do is promote your website, and you draw people to you. Now, that's a powerful way of doing it, man. Because think about it, you bring everybody to your situation. It's almost like 50cent.com. You know, like if you had your own situation, man, and you had everybody coming to your situation, you could air your own video. You could air everything exclusive right there. But the problem with that is the power, man. People taking stuff and putting it somewhere else and putting it somewhere else. But
let me jump in here right quick because I got to say this.
Yeah,
I'm older, so I'm an old head. I'm gonna tell you exactly what I see about this internet. See, okay, we talk about the generations and how things have changed in communicating and believing. Now, you know, if I believed everything that came across the internet in its representation and what have you, I would have hit the overseas lottery 5 times. Okay? The package has been waiting at FedEx for me to send the money to have it released. What a scam. So what we have here is a society of people that are willing to go for the okey-doke. See, you know, to believe that you as an artist, a human being that doesn't need to be critiqued, that doesn't need all the things that the A-list artists have to go through, such as when they do a song, listening to an analysis of the song, listening to someone tell them, well, I think you need to go back in, change this because I think that it's going to be taken the wrong way. We've had artists tell us, oh, I don't want to dumb down. Well, you don't want to make money.
Right.
You know, see, what we have here, and only in hip-hop genre, it doesn't exist in rock and roll. It doesn't exist in R&B. It only in hip-hop, and I don't know why it's so hard to understand the ABCs to success. To have your own unique style is one thing, but to be explicit using curse words and what have you, the FCC won't allow that.
Right.
It's a rule. It's not
be mass
people
marketed.
Not liking
mass
you.
Marketing. You have it, underground stations that might can do it, but how far is that going to go?
Well, that's not going to go on TV. You know, even CeeLo did a copy of a song where he used the F-U word, and he changed it to forget you. See, you know, there has to be intelligence in this game. There has to be a team of people saying, okay, give it to me this way. Don't give it to me that way. Artists are so, I can do it all. This is what I wrote. It's all good and perfect. It's not. Right. That's the hardest thing to say to an artist is, man, you're almost there, but. And then if you tell them to change something and make it more softer in its approach in what you're saying, they don't understand it. You know, they don't understand it, and then they get an attitude against you trying to help them.
Right.
You know, and it's only in hip-hop.
Yeah.
Why would
yeah.
you cut your nose off to spite your face?
Right.
See, and that's the... What poetic?
Oh, well, I wanted to say what you was saying, what you about to say, but I also want to go to the break on time tonight, too. But anyway, Rotto, and I want to ask Sugar Ray this. Sugar Ray, do you think he's being a little harsh, or is he just telling the truth?
Well, he's telling the truth. He's telling the truth.
Okay. I just wanted to hear from your perspective, too, because I'm just from the mediator here. I'm trying to keep this relationship going, you know?
Right.
I don't want y'all to get on me.
I respect, man. Everything he said, I respect, man, because, you know, it's you know, a lot of guys ain't coachable in hip-hop, man, rap music or hip-hop. That's a big difference, though. But it's a lot of
and
guys
we
nowadays.
Don't get me wrong. We're not trying to pull our black people down. What we're trying to see is that this is a genre of music that it is ours. And if we can use intelligent decisions on so we can raise families on it, raise generations on it, we can keep the music moving.
I'm not going to be long. I want to say this right quickly, man, because I know you guys go to break. But the thing I want to say is, man, I was talking to a rapper the other day, man, and I was telling him, man, that if he did it, if he went back to the old method of rapping, I mean, when it was no cuss words, just straight, you can rap, and you can rap as hard as you can. You can have all the same type of flows, whatever they do is going on, they modern day type of rap, but try to do it without cuss words and make it very lyrical as you can, because those are the most lyrical guys, man. If you do that. And you go off and you came off with the same thrust as a cuss word, and you still saying your lines, man. You talking about some real stuff that people want to hear. I really believe that. I know it'll fly, man. I know it because nobody else doing it.
You wouldn't believe how much of a master I am at the at slang.
Don't we have to go on to our commercial?
But in reality, yeah. We going to take a break because I'm getting ready to go off here. off the topic. We'll be back in just a minute, guys. Are your social media connections working? Y'all stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll only be brief.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the one and only Gabby Cashmere. Shout out SA Texas, Triple D. It's about to go down right here, right now on Hip Hop National. Debuting my new song, Red Lipstick in the AK. Go cop that. It's on iTunes. And you can link up with me at my website, GabbyCashmere.com, on my Twitter, at Gabby's Life. DJ, drop that.
All right. Typically, we will drop that, Gabby. We're going to be dropping that at the break during tonight. And, guys, y'all go ahead and get Gabby Cashmere's song. We're endorsing her right here on Hip Hop National. So that's what we want to do for you. There's reasons. Gabby knows what to do. She's made the mark, and she's continuing to do her thing. And we support her. So we would like to support you. You guys stay connected. Get it going right here on Hip Hop National, www.hiphopnational.com, and we're back into the topic. Are your social media connections working? Yes, I took it a little different from that time because I wanted to endorse the girl, to move, to show you what we do here, how we would push your stuff to our audience. That's what it's all about. That's what the program is about. Connect with us so we can connect with you and connect with your music and try to take your music into a conversational topic to someone who can possibly connect to it and make the dots connect to you on a worldwide scale and possibly get your music out there. Literally, we do have the connections here, guys. I don't have to just say it myself. Just tune in. Go back. We've done well over 1,000 shows. Go back and see who's been on this program. Very important to you as a listener. If you are listening to the program at this point in time, go to www.hiphopnational.com. And I'm going to go to a quick break because right now I have an emergency call. We'll be right back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to...
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Are your social media connections working? And so we're back. I wanted to ask you guys this. If the World Wide Web did not exist, do you think we would be on a program such as this? This is an incredible resource, if you ask me. Do you think that we would be connected today? And I'm going to show you how connections work. I'm going to start with you, Sugar Ray. Sugar Ray, you said you're starting a blog program and you're doing what you call it. Do you think if, let's just say, let's date back. How old are you, by the way, Sugar Ray?
I'm 45.
Oh, so you were around before the internet ever existed.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Y'all still babies. Now,
and then, Ronald, you were around before cars ever existed. No, I'm just
you're so funny. But you know what? I was around before cable TV existed.
You know. Hey,
I'm
check
64.
This out. Okay, now that's good.
Bold.
You know.
Now that's bold.
I was around before cell phones.
You were around before the cell phone.
I was around before pagers.
Damn. Okay. Okay, I ain't gonna compete.
Now, I'm gonna give you one more that I was around. I was around before jet planes.
Whoa.
All right, man. Stop it.
Okay. Hey, it's magnificent you guys went there.
Okay.
When the transportation picked up. We were able to get from one place to another, meet new people, and broaden our horizon.
Right.
When the cell phones picked up, we were able to communicate across the world on other. We're now able to communicate. We have been able to use the phones and call people. But remember the long distance charges. You almost had to pay a mortgage just to be using your phone.
Now, I'm gonna say this right quickly. I'm gonna say this right quickly about the cell phone. Okay. And this is what I come to realize because I had this conversation before. This one thing about the cell phone. People have gotten very, very bad on time. And because I remember when you used to use your rotary phone or whatever you was doing, a pay phone or whatever, you make a phone call and you tell somebody you're going to be somewhere at a certain time, you'll be there. Because you didn't have no situation of luxury of making calls on a cell phone or talking while you're driving or stopping here or whatever. And because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I mean, it still was always that people kind of like doing other things and messing that program up. But what I'm saying is I felt like, man, cell phone kind of hurt a lot. It helped a lot, but it also hurt a lot. You understand what I'm saying? Do anybody, you understand what I'm saying? I mean, I feel like it was good.
It just made people get a little lax, say, hey, I can give them a call.
A little easier, man.
No, you guys, now I got to ask a question, okay? Because you guys is like babies to me, real babies. Now, here goes something I'm going to ask you. Do you guys remember when there were party lines, telephone systems?
Oh, yeah.
Where you and your neighbor shared the phone line?
Well, I've been on party lines with more than a group of people was on the line conversating.
Well, no. You would pick up your household phone, and a neighbor might be using it, and you could hear their conversation. You couldn't use it till they got off.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Well, see, now, what the deal is this? Is see. I think what the Internet has done to the younger generation artists, they think that is contact. It is, and it isn't. It's one machine contacting another machine. I delete emails all the time that I haven't read. I delete spam that I've never read. And young folks think that they have made a connection when they send something out through the Internet. They are not aware that to make a connection, they must hear a human voice. I mean, let's go back to the answering machine. You could call someone's house, leave a message on their answering machine. And some people just deleted their messages without listening to them. Until you make a human contact, contract, an agreement to represent, an artist is really not going anywhere. Now, they might find someone that might hear them, but until they make that personal connection and make arrangements by hiring or promoting, paying an expense, they've done nothing. You can put stuff on the Internet all day. You know, they used to say, what do you get if it's free? Nothing. The realization, nothing from nothing gets what? Nothing. And even when you spend it on the Internet to promote, if you're not dealing with a human being, that machine is just laughing its ass off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, okay. And then how do you really know that you're being promoted? The next guy paying more than you is going, the machine is going to prioritize what they're doing.
Right. I feel that, man, because I feel like the music that's out here, The reason why people don't value it because they don't have to pay for it. They download it and it's like whatever. It's like whatever. And people don't have the situation of when we used to stand in line and go to the CD shop and buy a CD, open the wrapper, open the case, looking at it and stuff like that. You get to the point where you start to engulf the whole entire thing, you know what I'm saying? And the internet, you can't do that. You basically are downloading something and you just, you know, you download it.
I'll tell you guys another something. This is what the music industry did. Used to have private cassette recorders or a reel-to-reel recorder where if you heard a song on FM radio or AM radio, you could hit the button and record it. What happened to those machines? Nothing exists that you can do that except for the internet and downloading. So the mainstream artists, unless they're putting themselves on a site that they can be downloaded, or that person buys that extra program or sampler that they can record it in, terrestrial radio, you hear it, and there's no way to capture it. It's gone. We used to sit by our tape decks and reel-to-reels and listen to the station and go, okay, I want that one, and hit the button and record it, and we could play it back. Nowadays, hey, the only way that you can actually do it, if that artist posts it on the internet or someone buys it and then bootlegs it and posts it on the internet, but generally it's for sale when you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, they don't preview it. And if they do, they give you a snippet of it.
Right.
They don't give you the whole song. Whereas you've got all these other artists posting their whole song on the internet, and, yeah, people can download it for free. I mean, I understand, but guess what? The game is the game, and like I said, you either got to be a player or you're going to get pimped, because there's all kinds of ways to spend your money in this music industry without getting a return. So, you know, let's not get it twisted.
Well, can I go back to the point where I was going to make to you guys? I just didn't want to interrupt what y'all were saying. I was saying how the connections from our transportation have changed and brought us closer to people and create relationships. When it was just going into cars, like you were saying, Rodolphe, there was a point in time where you could actually meet and greet these people. Okay, now our transportation is massive. Our communication is massive. We meet people all over the world via the internet today. However, we never really have slowed down enough today to meet and greet and conversate. Sugar Ray, I don't know you, but I did have a chance to conversate with you. I do have a chance to build relations with you and get to meet you over time, because you have stopped, paused for a second to interact with me. Emails and just posting our music up, that's antisocial. It's not as social as you think it is, just posting your music in places and posting email, sending somebody an email and never knowing if you got a reply or not from a credible person. Today, we have moved in our environment where you need to keep your connections warm. You need to build a relationship. You know, do business with people and see that these people are doing good business. Do your research. Check them out over the net, because the net is a valid place to do so. Now, Reverb Nation, don't get me wrong, it's a good place. I ain't never going to say it's not. I'm not going to say a MySpace is not a good place. I'm not going to say putting your stuff on Facebook and telling people to go get it listen to it. That's great. All of that's good. But I tell you like this, people want to know what you talk like. They want to know how you communicate. They want to know, they want to know that you're doing good music and that you're a smart person. They even want to know what you eat, what you, how you brush your teeth. They want to do all that. That's what programs like this is for. So you can interview live. Be real.
I got a question for you.
What's that?
All right. You post a song on Reverb Nation. I go listen to it. I like it. I put a bookmark up in my computer for that page and that song. I'm too. Anytime I want to listen to it, I can go to the bookmark. Boom. It comes back up.
And download.
How long
all
do you leave
songs
it up there? How long do you leave a song up there?
And you download all their songs, right? That's
I can leave a bookmark. I don't have to download it. I can bookmark so I can go back.
This is where they're making a sad mistake at. I'm not trying to be funny. They're putting all their whole entire, to me, this, if I was in this game today, I'll put my music on a radio show such as this and other radio programs as well. And there's a reason why I would do this. I put one good hot song. Then I put the rest of them on my website. But
now,
check
this out. Check this out.
Wait, listen.
You're right. But you know what?
Listen, Rodal, before you cut me off, I haven't finished. I put the rest of them on my website in a snippet only for you to get a little small taste of it. But I wouldn't give you the whole thing. And then I'll give you the opportunity to download it so I can sell it to you.
You always give away information.
What they're doing on Reverb Nation today, they're giving away the whole pie, and nobody don't need to do it. Like you said, they bookmark it, they play the whole album right there.
Yeah, but you weren't supposed to give away a code and piece of information. That's what they pay for. Go sit in the corner.
I agree.
Now, no, listen to this. Now, we've got Sugar Ray on here, and he's going to be doing a show. You know we got Flossie GZ. And here you are. Now, look, that's three stations that, hey, why don't they pay?
Three stations that we're talking about now.
No, three stations that if they paid, I'm sure you would send it over to Flossie GZ. I'm sure you'd send it over to Sugar Ray. See, but they're not understanding for free. They're not telling you they want more. Unless they listen to this show tonight, they won't have heard Flossie G or a show that Flossie G has been on with us. Then they might know about him. But look how many you know and more. Are you going to send somebody's song that submits to us for free to other people? Don't you want a piece of the pie, Sugar Ray? I know Flossie G could use a piece of the pie. Why aren't they paying that fee? And how many other people's stations do we know that we could send it to? But they don't ask. See, this is where I have a problem with hip-hop artists not understanding this music industry. You can hire professional people to get your stuff out there. I'm sure for a fee, Sugar Ray would call you Poetic and call Flossie G and put somebody's music and maybe call a few other people. I know if you got paid, you would call the Flossie G and Sugar Ray, and hey, you'd break them off a piece of the pie because the person is paying a fee. Let's not get this twisted. Sugar Ray got bills. I got bills. Poetic, you just rich. But we got things we got to pay for. Let's not
rich
get
and
this.
Happiness,
that's the music
brother,
industry.
Rich and happiness. Well, this, I can say this, say it like this. This format of radio is different from terrestrial radio. I'll give you the reason why it's different. Because terrestrial radio is basically ran by the big wigs that handle all of that, whereas a program like this, it usually starts off from the pocket of the entrepreneur that's moving the product. In order for them to keep on expanding the airwaves for you, bills have to be paid. The electric bill at the office have to be paid. The paperwork that they have to deal with, the websites that they have to maintain, all of that. So no one's doing it to take advantage of you. They're doing it so they can spread the wings further and take it to the next level and communicate more and more with people who can effectively get around your product to promote your product. So it takes money to make money. That's with everything. Don't get me wrong. That's with everything. Just when you get in your car, believe me, you can't just get a new car off the parking lot and just sit it at your house and expect to have it as a piece of transportation unless you start to invest gas in it, put the oil in it, put water in it. So you have to continuously, constantly do the maintenance of what it takes so that it can be a viable piece of transportation. Your music is the same thing. You have to keep feeding it. Keep feeding it with the necessary elements to help keep it alive.
You put that so eloquent, I don't know how to follow up other than saying, why are you calling it a car? Why don't you just tell them, hey, you got to pay. Tell these folks the real deal. Hey, look here, ain't nobody doing nothing for free. You know, I love you for free, but that's as far as it goes. You know, hey, if you want me to make a phone call or something, you must want me to represent you. Let's talk about, hey, paying me a fee to represent you. Hell, you know what? We can sugarcoat it. We can pat it up. We can play with it. But when we spin it around and it stops, it's just like I said it. You're going to get what you get if you pay for it. If you pay, then you can play this game. It ain't a free world, you know. Hey, freedom ain't free.
Right. I know you've been leaning on the fence and saying to yourself, what do you
Sugar Ray
talk
is
about?
A Northwest guy. He already know where I'm
What's
coming from.
What's your thoughts there, Sugar Ray?
I'm just listening, man. I'm just listening and learning, man. I like to listen a lot, man.
Yeah, but give me some feedback on what you just heard.
Well, I don't even want to start it, man, because like I got bits and pieces of what was said. But you know, I mean, when we was talking about the internet, I mean, we was talking about these when you came about the music and the transportation and all that kind of stuff like that. I mean, I still kind of like have a issue with people. You know, about the way they communicate today, man. And I really feel like, you know, when people use the internet, they use it for, it's almost like a con, man. I don't know if some people are doing the correct business. I think it's really shady, man. I don't know if it's something to really be trusted. It's kind of scary. People put stuff out there, man, but I don't know, man, because there's just so much on there, man, that it actually would take away from artists, man. I think sometimes using the internet and doing all your stuff, it can drain you. It can take so much away from you. I was telling Nails, man, about a different route to do things, man. Kind of get some stuff going to where people can draw and come to you. Because, and it's hard to do that because you got to use the internet to promote and everything like that, man. But I don't know. It's just a tough scenario when it's on the internet. The world is serious. It's very tough. It's very hard for artists nowadays, I believe.
Well, the thing it is, the internet is connecting us. It's how it's connecting us and how we use it and take advantage of the resources in a proper way to Olympic yourself. I'm going to just let you guys know, the industry won't tell you this, but this is something that you need to know. To get on mainstream radio, and this is reality, there are radio pluggers. It takes money to move your project around the world. You have to sow the seed in order to get that out there, to be on the Billboard charts, to make those things happen, you have to invest in that product. And this, what you hear just on this program, is just a small sample of the real world of the industry of music. I want to do that in closing and tell you that. Understand it. This is a business, and it's about the business. So anyway, Raw Dog, give me your final take. Sugar Ray, thank you, man, for calling in. Appreciate you. But we're getting ready to go to the music. Raw Dog, you have the floor.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say it like this. And I appreciate you, Sugar Ray. God bless you, man. But the reality of it is that, hey, you know, the Internet, it's good only if after you think you've made a connection with someone that you actually connect with them, just like Sugar Ray tonight, you know? Hey, he could have sent us an email, but he called. He talked to Poetic. He can actually say, I talked to someone in Hip Hop National. You know, the music industry is the same way. You know, if you think you've made a connection, the next thing is to move on that and talk to a human being. You know, because there's a lot of takers out here. This is, you can exhaust your time thinking that the emails and all of this is getting to where it needs to go. But you know what? If you ask the industry how many emails they get a day, they'll tell you, it must be thousands, tens of thousands. Well, you know what? That's true, and they don't read them. So remember, you got to have that human connection. Other than that, I think we've hashed this one to the end. I think it's music time. What do you think, Poetic?
I think it's music time. Dr. A.T., Raw Dog, take it away.
All right. God bless.
This is Dr. Ray T, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix. You have the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play the unsigned and independent artists from around the world, from every genre of music. To get your submission heard, send your radio MP3 file to www.hiphopnational.com.
Dr. A.T.
Number one hip hop station on the planet.
Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T.
Next on deck, one more round.
Just one more round. Let's go.
Hey. Look good, feel good, yeah, that's success. Step through the door, I ain't got no more stress. Nothing on my mind, having a good time. Loved ones all around me, leave your worries behind. Smile for me, baby, even if you had your worst day. Shots all around, I know it's someone's birthday. But yeah, I got my family in here. You feeling alright, then put your glasses in the air. Yeah, we make a toast to the good life. Party is a job, then I'ma work it all night. And let's party like we stars and they kick us out. Drink liquor till the bar runs out. Yeah, live for the moment, not knowing where it takes me. Don't matter where I end up, just get home safely. Mr. Club Owner, don't shut this down. Cause tonight is still young, I need one more crowd. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
You leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round,
round, round.
One more round, one more round.
One more, let's go.
One more round, racing the speakers, beating all your pain away. Dance off your problems, sweating out the bad days. Feeling so right, at an all-time best. Looking so nice in your brand new dress. I wanna have a good night with all my friends. Can we make it last forever? And don't forget, smile every time when I'm taking my pics. Cause I'm blessed, never thought life would end up like this. I got a pocket full of sorrows, pillow for tomorrow. Got my pain in this bottle, I'll be finished when it's hollow. And pour shots till they get the last drop. Then the party don't stop till they calling the cops. Yeah, stress free living, but now that we living, got the bottles on ice, we VIP chilling. But yeah, and tonight is the night. But tell me how you feeling. Just one more, feel it.
Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
My party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round. One more round, one more round. One more round. One more round. I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call up your friends and tell them come through. And we'll do this every night like deja vu. I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call all your friends up and tell them come through. And do this every night like deja vu. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high. Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we're famous till they kick us. But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round. One more round, one more round. One more round.
Next on deck, I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
Riding real slow, got a pocket full of bro, trying to turn it into show. I'm a D-boy, doing what the D-boys do. Riding round off the drink, so listen to screw. I do the fool, swanging, hogging up the lane. I do it for them boys with the candy on their frame, with the real big rim, car sitting tall. Flip down screens, hit the button and they fall. If you fall like I fall, your wrist is icy. When they see the diamonds shining, I think they like me. It's a game time thing, and you already know. I stay stunting, haters mad cause they watching me glow. I got my swagger right, check, game tight, check. When I'm chopping through the city, everybody break their neck. I'm swinging to the left, I'm swinging to the right. Then I slow down my swing and let them spin at the light. I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
Greens flipping, swerving in and out of lanes. It's your boy Scotty Pippen, still sipping on yak, still blazing up a sack, still riding in the lack with the roof pushed back, coming down like a hog, chopping and swinging, 18s in the trunk, and I'm keeping them banging. Ain't no windows tinted, you can see me in it. Don't put the rims on it without TVs in it. We ain't new to this, we've been doing this here for moons. I'm a game time player, I run around with tycoons. I'm swaggin', grip, grip, gripping on the grain.
I'm swaggin',
can't drip, drippin' in the lane.
I'm swaggin',
rims still spinning like whoa. When I pull off, the rims start moving real slow. When I'm in your city, you gotta watch me glow. Nebraska on the plates and I represent the O.
I'm swaggin',
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin',
get your swang on. Get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm from the bed, we started off with Dayton's and Vogue. Now it's candy paint blades and them pop-up doughs. In my city, if you're ballin', you gotta ride clean. If you're riding on rims, then you gotta watch screens. When I pull up at the lights, my rims don't stop. When I'm riding up the block, my rims gon' chop. I'm the MVP, I'm the player of the game. In the slab coming down, paint drippin' in the lane. If you ride shiny queen, see you doing your thing. I blow the horn when I pass, I'm respecting your swing. I see you, player, go ahead, do what you do. When I ride by the stunner, I'ma chuck him a deuce. It's an Omaha thing, go on, swing, go on, swing. You got diamonds in your chain, let them hang, let them hang. For the players that be keeping it real, pop your collar with me, pimpin', and show me your grill. I'm swang, get your swang on, get your swang on. I'm swang, get your swang on, get your swang on. I'm swang, get your swang on, get your swang on. I'm swang, get your swang on, get your swang on. I'm swang, get your swang on, get your swang on.
Yes, yes, yes. It is spotlight time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it. Spotlight time. It is my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now. Been debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
With an AK flow, it's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She so slick, I'ma unload. First word, bricks that wanna get bold. They lay away much, they some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill, kill that show, get that dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. It's something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, then I can back it up. And I can be walking and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. I just got my second win and I'm going in. I got a good stride, so I was born to win. So much ice, they think it's winter. You know where to find me, front and center. Beach buddy, I got the girls out. Pick up your jaw when the girls out. When I'm on the baseline, I hit it over time. Cops looking for me cause I'm better than crime. Crank it up, I keep it moving. An optimist, I keep improving. I work hard cause I don't like losing. She just hate, I'm the one he choosing. They wanna know what I'm planning. When I'm in Miami, vacation in the tanning. The night I'm in the city, got some pretty girls with me. Hanging at the limmy and we all getting trippy. Screaming out yellow, standing on the hood. I don't like to brag, but I'm looking good.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
Next on deck, The Dreamer.
Ah, 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 ah. dreamer. I am a dreamer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
This rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in his prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power. Much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive. It's just something that me conjure. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Now he's in the sky, most high with that prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong. Trumpet blaring, Louis Armstrong. Get the music right, don't be caught up singing.
tip.
And it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Hey, go ahead and get in low praise. Pay attention, start repenting. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Jesus came and died for the whole. Got enough blood for you and also for your home. Spirits on the inside, you're never lonely.
Right.
Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely.
Yeah.
Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe.
Yeah.
When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly.
Okay.
Set the back, flee from the devil, that's what he owes
me.
Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe because Christ told me. Can't wait to see his hands, they still holy.
Yeah.
From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He
that's
did
right.
it out the love of his heart. He never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me.
Now check me out.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah.
I get a little praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention,
yeah.
start repenting.
Yeah.
It's the end of days.
Yeah.
Get down on
yeah.
your knees, let
yeah.
him know that he's amazing.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah. Hey.
Go ahead,
hey.
I get a little praise.
Hey.
Pay attention,
hey.
start repenting.
Hey.
It's the end of days.
Hey.
Get down on your knees,
hey.
let him know that.
Omega, the creator,
yeah.
the final way maker on top and ungreater.
Right.
So to Satan, there's a lying, full-fledged hater.
Okay.
He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could
okay.
you believe on what them doctors
yeah.
do? Working in a hospital.
Okay.
Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of
right.
you. A filler and a healer, not a killer.
He will guide you through.
Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you.
Yeah.
If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust
okay.
the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry. He to the Lord, he did more.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah.
I get a little
yeah.
praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention, start repenting.
Yeah.
It's the end of days.
Yeah.
Get down
yeah.
on your knees, let
yeah.
him know that he's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey. Go ahead,
hey.
I get a little
hey.
Praise.
Hey.
Pay attention, start repenting.
Hey.
It's the end of days.
Hey.
Get down
hey.
On your knees, let him know that
hey.
He's amazing.
Hey.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention, so I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen, early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve. And that's some route to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe. There's no lie, two chains. They should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel. Told his mom she loved him because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Woo.
This is a Raw Dog production. I'm Dr. AT, damn it.
I'm Dr. AT, damn it.
Wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gon' show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gon' feel me, and if I get shot, and I wonder if God gon' heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing a dream. I wonder if my girl really love me and think the world love me and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie and if them platinum plaques ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real and in the heat of the moment would I freeze it. I wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. It's as real as it gets, G. Sacrifice a million blacks for one Rhodes Scholar. I wonder if my kids know I love them to death, and I'ma stay on the grind till my very last breath. I wonder if we in heaven or hell, and if I get down on the block again, hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our soul just to move a few units, chip pack number gold. I wonder if they kill Cochran and Frank Mike, and if Hollywood been conspiring against Spike. I wonder if my people's is cursed, and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity that's at my front door and I'ma take it. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. Raw talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. Why the haters hate, and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done already ate. I wonder when I spit this flame, is the whole world gonna keep on asking me what's my name? I wonder if the gang gonna flip, and if the public don't wanna hear no more of this gangster shit.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know I hear for all the artists that did not hear the submission.